Welcome to the No Bullshit Watchmaking Show. This is Anthony, and today we're going to be talking about why necessary services are necessary. So watch estimates can definitely be confusing for a lot of customers. So one of the first things I want to go over today is watch estimates. When you get a watch estimate, most of the time there's going to be the biggest thing is the necessary services or mandatory services is what is usually called in the industry. And what that is necessary stuff that needs to be done and that will affect the watch's external outcome. So that could be let's say a full service. It could be a crystal if it affects water resistance. It could be a crown tube if it affects water resistance. It could be movement parts. It could be anything that's going to affect the timekeeping and functionality of the watch will become necessary. So let's say a perfect example would be, let's say if a customer brings in a Rolex watch with a cracked crystal on it, then you better believe that a new crystal is necessary. So we can't do a full service on that watch without changing the crystal. If an Omega watch comes in with the hands completely bent and destroyed, you can believe that the hands will be necessary to replace. If a customer comes in with a Breitling and the pusher is broken off completely, you can better believe that a pusher will be necessary. So, necessary work is essentially just ensuring whatever needs to be done gets done, and that it can't be done without the necessary work being completed. So let's hypothetically say you have a watch that comes in and you have moisture damage on it, and the dial gets ruined, the dial gets rusty, the dial gets wet, moisture, rust. That will mean that your dial will probably become a necessary service as well. The issue is that if we don't change these things out, it will either in the long term not hold up the service cycle, or it will not perform as well as it's expected to perform, and it will sacrifice and destroy the watchmaker's work. And when it leaves our hands, when it leaves the watchmaker's hands, the watchmaker, if you have a qualified, quality, trustworthy, competent watchmaker, then he will make sure that when it leaves his hands, that your watch is running as best as it can with the least amount of issues or the least amount of variables that can go wrong. And that is what necessary services are about. We want to make sure that anything that can affect the long-term timekeeping of it, or anything that's going to affect the service cycle, could be 4 to 7 years for the most part. If we know something's not going to uphold, we're going to make it necessary. Now, if you have on your estimate something that says optional service, now that's a completely different type of thing. Optional is exactly what the name implies. It's optional. Optional will not affect the timekeeping of your watch, but it is recommended by the watchmaker. So let's say your watch is running fine and your bracelet just seems to be shot, or your bracelet seems to be worn, then we'll make a bracelet optional. For the most part, it is not necessary because you can always change your watch out with the strap or etc. But if anything that will not affect the timekeeping of the watch but is suggested or recommended, it will go into optional. So let's say your hands are scratched on your watch, but your hands will not affect the functionality of the watch. You can believe that the hands will be an optional. If the hands are fine and it's just scratch and it's just aesthetic, it's optional. Most of the time, a good rule of thumb is if it's aesthetic, it's going to be optional. And you have to keep that in mind. And that seems to be one of the largest issues that I hear from a lot of customers in regards to why it's necessary and what is optional and all that. And hopefully that answered and cleared up a little bit of confusion. For the most part, necessary work is always necessary. Don't try to shortchange it. One of the things I equate it to when I talk to a customer is essentially like if you're going to bring a car to a car mechanic because let's say you want to change the windshield wiper fluid, or let's say you want to change your oil. You bring it in and the car mechanic takes a look at it and he realizes that not only do you need an oil change, but your brake pads are literally close to done. You know, you need to change your brake pads, or else when you slam the brakes, it's not going to catch. Little things like that where it should be necessary, unless you want, it's equivalent to you getting an oil change and saying, no, I don't want to get the brake pads done. And then when you're driving your car and your brake pads fail to deploy for you, you're going to blame it on the car mechanic because you brought it to him last. And it's things like that where we try to minimize the amount of faults and to minimize the amount of percentages of you having any issues with your watch. And usually I'll get the customer to come around when I explain it like that. Because if you're going to be putting money into a watch and it's going to be in service, it makes sense to get some things done. You know, let's say you get a watch fixed and you know, later on you try to, you know, go neck to neck with the watchmaker or go neck to neck with the service associate and you complain why certain things aren't necessary. And let's hypothetically say, it's very seldom, but let's hypothetically say that we actually take it off the necessary list. You're running the risk of something happening. You know, for example, if a crystal is chipped and it's affecting the water resistance, there's no way you can argue to not get that crystal changed. You can, of course, find a watchmaker. You can find someone else outside who will probably do the small job and not change the crystal out. But for the most part, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot because you're going to be paying for a service, you're going to be paying for certain things, and you're trying to shortcut the process. And that's not always recommended. Just like from my experiences, when I've ever done any small jobs in terms of where I took off a necessary service because a customer was complaining, it always came back to bite me in my ass. Always. Without fault, without doubt. Always. So I'm just trying to explain this to, you know, you guys as watch enthusiasts, you guys as aspiring watchmakers, and you guys as seasoned watchmakers. Don't do the small jobs. There's a reason why we make certain things necessary. Stick to it. Necessary is necessary. We're the professionals. You are the professional. As a watchmaker will tell you what needs to be done. If you don't want to take his advice, then I'm sure there's always someone else who's willing to listen to your demands as a customer. But if you are a qualified watchmaker, if you are a competent watchmaker, what you're going to be doing should be final. When you put something on that estimate, you're absolutely ensuring that that needs to be done. If it's not absolute, then it's optional. Just remember that. And a lot of times customers will try to make a necessary into an optional and stuff like that. I don't recommend it. It's kind of like going to a doctor and telling a doctor like, hey, I know what I'm doing with my I know what I'm doing with certain things, and you don't need to do this, you don't need to do that. But the doctors have already, there's certain things that doctors do. If you're going to a trustworthy doctor and everything that's qualified, et cetera, listen to the doctor. They're a professional for a reason, you know. Sometimes some things are beyond our scope, and even for me, there are certain things where I won't touch because I know for a fact it's beyond my practice. I'm not going to go and tell a doctor what they need to do, just like a doctor shouldn't come and tell me what I need to do for watchmaking, and so on and so forth. So you need to set your lines, and you need to understand that necessary is necessary and optionals are optionals. And I believe that if you stick to that, it's only going to help you in the long run, and customers will appreciate that. Customers will appreciate that. If your intent is good, customers will feel that. Customers will understand that. I don't think I've ever had an issue outside of my early days of how explaining what necessary is necessary to a customer means and them ever giving me flack for it. But for the most part, if your intent is good and you really mean well and you really want to be on their side, then they'll feel that. They'll understand that. But hopefully that clears up what necessary is, and that's about it today. If you like what you heard, again, you would definitely love the book, 100 Plus No BS Watch Tips. If you also want to read the latest articles that I post out, you can check out nobswatchmaker.com. And again, if you have not rated or subscribed to the podcast, I would definitely do that. You can rate a 1-star, you can rate a 5 stars. It's up to you. Either way, this is going to keep going on. Otherwise, take care, guys, and have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.